So moving on, number 13, your unconscious mind maintains all of your instincts and generates habits. Let's take the instincts first. So the instincts that we're talking about there are the fight or flight response. So the flight response is a response that kicks in and has you fly and get out of a situation because there's some danger for you. The fight response is a response that has you stand and fight when you're in danger and there's some threat for you. Now, those particular responses are hardwired into the nervous system. And they're there to keep you safe. Now, some people and some clients that you get may actually believe that it's their anger or their fear that actually keeps them safe in those kind of situations. In actual fact, it's the opposite. I don't know how many people have told me they've been frozen with fear. The flight response just couldn't kick in, and the fear inside of them just had them freeze, and they couldn't take action. Other people have told me that they were frozen with anger. They were so angry that they couldn't protect themselves. The fight response couldn't kick in. So with many of these clients, what we need to do is to educate them around this particular fact so that they're okay with letting go of their anger, letting go of their fear around certain situations, knowing that when they do that, they'll actually be safer. Now let's talk about habits. Every single one of our repeated behaviors is generated by a habit from the unconscious mind. It's just that with our conscious mind, we actually label some of those habits as being good habits and bad habits. But the mechanism by which the unconscious mind creates those repeated behaviors is exactly the same. So if somebody comes to us and wants to work on an unwanted habit, then it's their unconscious mind that we need to go and work with, because it's the unconscious mind that actually generates the problem in the first place.